This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korea has started preparing for a second summit between leader Kim Jong-un and President Donald Trump. Mr. Trump sent a letter to Kim through North Korean Vice Chairman Kim Yong-chol, one of the country's highest-ranking officials, who met with Trump at the White House last week. The report did not specify what the goals are, but Trump would like to see North Korea rid itself of its nuclear weapons, while Kim wants international sanctions lifted so he can work on improving the North's economy. Kim and Trump promised to work toward the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula at their first summit in Singapore in June, but neither side specified how that goal will be met, and little progress toward getting there has been made so far. North Korea is still a nuclear power, and the U.S. has not eased any of the sanctions against it. The time and place for the second summit has yet to be announced, but President Trump has said it will probably happen in February. Political turmoil and uncertainty continues in Venezuela after U.S. President Donald Trump recognized Juan Guaido as the interim leader.
Maduro told U.S. diplomatic personnel they had 72 hours to leave the country. The socialist leader started a second term earlier this month following a widely boycotted election last year that many foreign governments described as a sham.
We recognize and express our full support for the interim presidency of Venezuela.
Following Trump's support for Guaido, similar statements came from Canada and a slew of right-leaning Latin American governments, including Venezuela's neighbors Brazil and Colombia. Experts say ultimately a change in government in Venezuela will rest on a shift in allegiance within the armed forces. They have stood by Maduro through two violent waves of street protest, a collapsing economy, and a steady dismantling of democratic institutions.
That's Reuters.